Shaw Zekot of Bandera, Texas, is going to call the dog on a cow horn.
Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Put him in his lap when she goes out. Come up, Housey, hey, hey. Come up, Housey, hey, hey. Go to sleep and don't you cry. Mother's gonna give it some apple pie. Come up, Housey, hey, hey. Come up, Housey, hey, hey.
Pets enhance the health and happiness of their owners, and animal personalities move the public and politicians more effectively than wildlife statistics. Striking images of animals are in great demand by global advertisers because, in contrast to equally striking images of humans, age, race, class, and culture do not interfere with identification and the desire to acquire. No wonder that anthropomorphism has been assiduously cultivated. Money, love, and power are all to be had by thinking with animals.
Hello, folks. First thing we hear in the morning, we get up somewhere over the new ground picking on a holler log, something like this. Thing we hear something down the pig pen, going something like this. Sorry there, that's the old sign, little pig. Next thing we hear something over the barn, going something like this. That's the old gray mule Johnson just traded for yesterday, so he asked me to come over in the morning and help him work him. So I told my mother to hurry and get breakfast ready so we could go. Let's go, boy. He walled his eye and switched his tail, how that mule would kick. He took him out to the foot of the hill, he hooked him to his car. He loved a mule and the mule loved him with all his to his heart. That mule would say, oh. Turn round this way.
Watch that mule play his way.
Hooked him up to try him out one day. He kicked and fought and prayed all night. The chickens crowed for day. He winked one eye and switched his tail. He grinned you with a smile. Telegram that left kind of like it sends you half a mile. And you would say, toasting up that curry comb, whoa, boy. Johnson, he concluded that mule he wouldn't pull. Johnson, he concluded that mule he wouldn't do. Johnson thought that old gray mule says, my young cyclone. Tennant says, Johnson, let that old gray mule alone. He would say,
get out.
Six little mice sat down to spin. Pussy passed by and she peeped in. What are you doing, my little men? Weaving coats for gentlemen. Shall I come in and cut off your threads? No, no, Miss Pussy. You'll bite off our heads. Oh, no, I'll not. I'll help you spin. That may be so, but you don't come in.
Tain't no use to you dogging me around. You try to play every broad in town. No use to think that you are cute to look like a monkey in a baseball suit. No use to think that you are right. Plain a different broad is it night. Come and creep me just like I'm now.
Dumb boy, Coco, Bay, and Chato. and the young girl's killing the cat. Everybody asks, what is that, oh? Tiger Tom killed Tiger Cat just for biting him in the back, oh. Pusa Chong was the bowler when we lick up the marara, oh. Tiger Tom killed Tiger Cat, dumb boy Santa P and Ratto. Tiger Tom killed Tiger Cat, dumb boy Sly Mongoose and Ratto. I asked the marker for 4 cents rat, he say play Chinese hoppa hoppa oh. Madhouse, madhouse, open your door, let we buy a bested and poor. Mr. Bernard sing with a clap in new tongue and wake up Mama Ratto. Tiger Tom kick Tiger Cat in his face with an alpagato. At 9 o'clock, Mr. Shalto start to hang up all of his way-way maxo. Mongoose and Mappy had a fight, Tiger Tom referee the fight that night, oh. Tiger Tom killed Tiger Cat, dumb boy Santa P and Ratto. Tiger Tom killed Tiger Cat, and the police couldn't get the facts, oh.
We were overseas and we were passing by this farm and there was a sheep stuck in the fence. We were marching by and one soldier looked over and said, I sure wish that was Elizabeth. Other soldier said, I sure wish it was Gladys. Another soldier said, I sure wish it was Knight.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, yeah,
my Lord,
I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, yeah,
my Lord. Don't you know the road by the playing of the song?
Yes, Lord,
no. Don't you know the road by the singing of the song?
Yes,
Lord, no. Don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, Lord,
no. Don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, Lord, no.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord.
Sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the marching on home?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the marching on home?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord.
Don't you know the road by the clapping of his hands?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the clapping of your hands?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Oh, yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Now, young sheep, don't you know the road?
Oh, yes, I know.
Know the road.
Yeah, Lord, I know the road.
Now don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yeah, Lord.
pigs.
Why?
Because they always hog the ball. Why was the chicken afraid to go bungee jumping?
Why?
Because he was too chicken.
Espied a pretty little rabbit. But the pretty little rabbit, having its mouth filled with water, did not hear the approach of the hunter, and therefore went on drinking from the beautiful bubbling spring.
Well, you know how the old lady is. She gets up in the morning feeling pretty bad. Said to the old man, if I had a rabbit this morning, I think I'd feel better. The old man said to the old woman, I love you. Anything I can do for you, I will. Step down to the hill and thought you'd catch a rabbit. Someone sitting up beside a stump, his ears fixed up like Cain took a mule. The old man hadn't seen a rabbit in 40 years. And the old lady hadn't seen one in 50. He went to scare the rabbit up and called the old dog. We wanted to have a little fun, he said.
If,
yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see? Well, the old dog is lying behind the house in the sunshine like a dog does in the wintertime. He heard the old man a calling and he raised up and he listened. And he was the old man to give him something like this, said, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see? The old man put a lead on the back track. His dog run so fast, he hated to call him back. He wanted to give him a straight trail and see how fast he could run in his old days, and he said,
if,
yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see? The old dog coming out of the mountain, he's giving him something like this, said, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see? You know how little children are, they've been mad in the morning, you won't know what's the matter with them. One little boy been sitting around, hadn't said nothing all morning. All once said, Mama, said, what, son? Pop's gonna catch a rabbit, Ma, Pop's gonna catch a rabbit, Ma, Pop's gonna catch a rabbit. Yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see? Say that right, Mammy, said, say, old Lee. Lee's gonna catch a rabbit, Ma, Lee's gonna catch a rabbit, Ma, Lee's gonna catch a rabbit, Ma. Yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see? Yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see?
If,
yonder he goes, yonder he goes, yonder he goes, can't you see?
Angling for mermaids, always choose with greatest care the bait you use. Try beads and mirrors, combs and shoes. But, as is known to fishermen, if you catch some too small, why then you have to throw them back again.
Έρχομαι κρύφα στη μάντρα και
se blisko malo nadra.
Some sea look like day long with the eastern monkey song. Some said that the monk was made for night, but now we see the way. And the monk was made for on the great creation day. But a monk was made for an Irish man, and I would see the way. And a monk was made for not too long to pass the time away. Now that's the time when the monk began. Oh, how that monkey hopping been. Some say he looked like Sally's kiss, some say like Ethan Brown. Is that by gosh the whole day long with that dirt monkey? Some say it look like Sally's kiss, some say like Ethan Brown. It's that by gosh the whole day long with that dirt monkey song.
The river runs fast at the mouth, where the shore is made of the sky, and the wavelets curl inward fanwise from the sea. For the swimmer, there is no warning posted against the sharks that enter and patrol the channel. Sometime before sunset, birds come to stalk or scurry along the sandbar, but before dark, they are gone.
Thank you. don't know whether they're audible, but there are mockingbirds singing all around us. And it reminds me of the mother of a singer I once knew who spent a winter in Alabama and was oppressed, really oppressed. These mockingbirds are not oppressive, but was really oppressed because this particular mockingbird had learned only the first phrase of Yankee Doodle and kept repeating it.
Why doth a pussycat prefer, when dozing, drowsy, on the sill, to purr and purr and purr and purr, instead of merely keeping still? With nodding head and folded paws, she keeps it up without a cause. Why doth she flaunt her lofty tail in such a stiff, right-angled pose? If lax and limp she let it trail, 'twould seem more restful, goodness knows. When strolling neath the chairs or bed, she lets it bump above her head. Why doth she suddenly refrain from anything she's busied in and start to wash with might and main most any place upon her skin? Why doth she pick that special spot, not seeing if it's soiled or not? Why doth she never seem to care to come directly when you call, but makes approach from here and there, or sidles half around the wall? Though doors are opened at her mew, you often have to push her through. Why doth she this? Why doth she that? I seek for cause, I yearn for clues. The subject of the pussycat doth endlessly inspire the muse. Why doth a pussycat? Ah me, I haven't got the slightest idea.
Pedro, El pajarito y yo hemos cazado al lobo. Ayuden ahora que lo llevemos al zoológico.
Well, doggy.
I'm going back where I come. I'm going back where I come. I'm going back to Giles County. My wife died and left me a bounty. We've done pretty good ganged around. That's the reason why I'm going to Job County. Had old Dogger's name was Blue. You know Blue was mighty true. You know Blue was a good old dog. Blue treat a possum and a holler long. You can know from that he's a good old dog. Blue treat a possum out on a limb. Blue looked at me and I looked at him. Grabbed that possum, put him in a sack. Don't mean Blue till I get back. Yeah, ring. Yeah, ring, yeah. Yeah, ring. Yeah, ring, yeah. Who been here since I've been gone? Little bit of garbage red just on. Who been here since I've been gone? Little bit of garbage red just on. Old Blue's feet was big and round. Old Blue's feet was big and round. Never allowed a possum to test the ground. Me and Blue went out on a hunt. Blue treat a possum and a hollow stump. You know Blue was a good old dog. Blue treat a possum and a hollow long. You know from that he's a good old dog. But old Blue died and I dug his grave. I dug his grave with a silver spade. I let him down with a golden chain. And every link I called his name. One Blue, you good dog, you. One Blue, you good dog, you. Blue laid down and died like a man. Blue laid down and died like a man. Nice green possum in the promised land. I'm gonna tell you this to let you know. Old Blue's gone where good dogs go. When I hear old Blue bark, when I hear old Blue bark, Blue treat a possum and no lizard. Blue treat a possum and no lizard.
This is O.B. Jackson, Roseboro Route 2, the champion hauling of 72. I've been hauling ever since I come into the world. I went to get my daddy some backer one day, and I got sick. I took a chew of it, and I had to go to hauling to get help. So ever since then, I've been a hauler. They were picking cotton back then. I told them water and backer to my daddy. Now this is the first song of more holler.
In certain historical and cultural contexts, the longing to think with animals becomes the opposite of the arrogant egotism decried by critics of anthropomorphism. Instead of projection of one's own way of thinking and feeling onto other minds, submersion of self in the genuinely other is fervently attempted, but never achieved. It is a virtuoso but doomed act of complete empathy. This extreme form of thinking with animals is the impossible but irresistible desire to jump out of one's own skin, exchange one's brain, plunge into another way of being. For goodness snakes, it's almost time to sign off, my dears. My name is Sensual Sloth Tenali, and thanks for taking part in The Wandering Menagerie, Part 3, a special Muddy Boots production. No need to be kitting y'all around, here's what we've burred in the last set. We started with Vera Hall, Mama's Gonna Buy a Little Lap Dog. And we heard J.E. Mariner's Mountaineers with Johnson's Old Gray Mule. And we heard Minnie Wallace with Field Mouse Stomp. Wilmoth Houdini with Tiger Tom Kill Tiger Cat. Bessie Jones with Sheep, Sheep, Don't You Know the Road. and a track from the Women of Rumbetica, Volume 2 compilation, Charlie Parker with Rabbit Chase, M. Vam Vacadas with O Cambados, O Pasadas, Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers with Monkey on a String, Sabella Panosian with Crane. That track is from the Canary Records 5-year anniversary compilation. Then we heard Darby and Tarleton with The Whistling Songbird. Then we heard Why Doth a Pussycat, written by Burgess Johnson, read by the delightful Lilith LeFay. Then we heard Big Bill Brunzi with Pussycat Blues, Jim Jackson with Old Dog Blue, and finally we heard Michael Hurley, Hog of the Forsaken. Before I sign off, please consider the words of Mark Twain. Man is the only animal that blushes, or needs to. Until next time, cock-a-doodle-doo!